Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, June 6, 2018. I dare you to pray this prayer. It was many years ago. I was just doing some chores around the house, thinking about God, enjoying the sense of His presence. I had had a good quiet time with my Savior that morning, though nothing extraordinary. I hadn't just come out of any recent rebellion where I felt the weight and guilt of an unconfessed sin lifted from my shoulders. No, I was simply at rest in my heart, knowing I was right with the Creator of my soul. That's when the Holy Spirit led me to pray this prayer. Lord, if you make me aware of any sin and I don't repent immediately, please make me so miserable that I can't stand it. I'm sure to some of you, that seems like the craziest thing to pray. Things we want, life to go smoothly, the removal of a trial, comfort, wisdom, etc. Those are the type of requests we make to our Maker. But asking for misery? That's preposterous. May I suggest that it's a prayer that honors and pleases God? It shows that you have a healthy, reverent fear of God, are humble and submissive, realize the seriousness of your sin and how it displeases Him, that you want to stop sinning against Him, that you have tasted and seen that He is good, that nothing else compares to being right with the Savior of your soul. It shows that you consider your relationship with Him of utmost importance. My Lord has never not answered that prayer, and I'm glad. Do I like the heaviness of conviction on my soul at the time? Do I enjoy seeing the ugliness of my sin? Silly questions. However, I have finally come to the place where I no longer dread the conviction of the Holy Spirit. In His kindness, He is simply making me aware that I am or about to go off course, much like an air traffic controller tells a pilot he's off course. If he's off track by just 1 degree, he will not wind up where he wants to land, and possibly end up in disaster. I don't want that in my Christian walk, and neither do you. God desires that you and I remain in right fellowship with Him. Luke 13:34, Jesus says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. But since our hearts, due to our sinful nature, often deceive us, see Jeremiah 17:9, we need Him to point out when we're not right with Him. Sometimes, though, it's difficult for me to admit my guilt. How about you? That's when I need Him to help me repent. Hence my prayer, Lord, make me miserable if I don't repent. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, For the kind of sorrow God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. So I dare you to pray this prayer. And I also promise that you won't be sorry if you do. Psalm 16:11, You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Psalm 139:23-24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life, that is, His right path. Until next time, my friends, go ahead, pray that prayer, and watch your intimacy with your Savior grow.